There's plenty, and I mean plenty, of battlefields across the world. There's been plenty of battles fought and plenty of battles that have been won. But every single battle was won before somebody stepped on that battlefield. You know why? Because every single move, every single step, everything was calculated before someone got on that field. What that means is that before physical bodies step onto a battlefield to go to war, there is a battle that goes on in the brain, a mental and emotional battle that happens in a person. And I want you to know that every single day you experience an emotional battle. Joyce Meyer once said, a battlefield of the mind. You experience that every single day. So with that being said, what do you do when you end up at war in the mind because of all the chaos that is going on around you, because of everything that is just so overwhelming, overbearing, and it leaves you so overwhelmed that you don't know what to do? What do you do in those moments? We're going to talk about it today. Are you ready? Because I'm ready. It's a new episode, new podcast name, The Altitude Podcast. Are you ready? Because I'm ready. Let's go. Yo, what up? What up? It's your boy, Kate Fitz. Check this out. We're going to talk about mind over matter today. And we're going to talk about why it's so important for you to find peace inside of your mind. I'm telling you, I don't care what anybody says. There's not a hurricane in this world. There's not a tornado that can hit the ground. There's not a tsunami with large enough or dangerous, powerful enough waves that can match the terror inside of the mind of a person who is at war with themselves or with others. I just do not believe that that exists, honestly and for truly. And here's the reason why I don't believe that. Because the after effects of any natural disaster, of any loss in life, of anyone around you, it's a loss of life. Those situations cause the battlefield of the mind to have an upbeat in the war that's happening inside of you. So if those events contribute to what causes chaos in the mind, it can't have near as much power as the mind itself. There's absolutely no way. People don't cry because of the fact that a hurricane came through. They cry because of the after effects of the hurricane that came through. And those after effects don't affect you until it goes into the mind and the mind has to experience the after effects. I'm not trying to be super scientific. I'm not trying to be a philosopher right now. These are just big facts that a lot of people don't like to communicate. And if they try to, they just don't communicate it that well to you. A lot of us don't care about situations that happen, it's the feeling that comes with the situation. So for example, if I go to the store and I decide I want a drink, I get the drink, I drink the drink tastes good, that feeling of tastes good makes me feel good inside. The mind is at peace, the mind is happy in that moment. Flip the switch, You put me in the middle of a war, in the midst of chaos, in the midst of pain, in the midst of struggle, in the midst of detriment. And all of a sudden, watch that brain that was so happy with the soda, watch it turn into fear, watch it turn into terror, watch it turn into worry, or you can watch it turn into nothing and just maintain peace, maintain calm, maintain solace. This does exist, ladies and gentlemen, and today we're going to talk about that level of mind over matter. Let me tell you why it's so important for you to have your mind under control. See, nowadays, there's this cool thing that people can put on their resumes. They talk about how I have this great IQ. I so smart. You know how I spell smart? S-M-R-T. Shout outs to Homer Simpson, because that's the first time I ever heard somebody spell smart like that. He was like, I'm smart. I'm S-M-R-T, smart. No, my God, that's not. But anyway, I don't want to get too far left. Let's bring it back home. There are so many people who pride themselves on their IQ. And they also say, I also have EQ. EQ meaning emotional quotient, which is the same as saying emotional intelligence. They say that they have their emotions in check. Let me tell you something. I can't tell you a lot of people who truly have their emotions in check all the time. It just takes a person finding the right button in certain people, and all of a sudden, that person who was so calm, so at peace, so Stephanie Mills, la 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 la, la 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 la, la 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 la, la 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 la. Doot, doot, doot. Now, if y'all think I'm finna hit this high note, you wrong, because I ain't finna do all that. We're not doing that today. Thank you for the donation. For those that hear the message in the background, I appreciate that donation just came through. So, chaos, it happens in the mind because somebody's emotions are out of balance. You have to balance your emotions or you can be guaranteed that chaos is within an arm's reach. It's always within an arm's reach. That's why when you hear people say, I'm just trying to be cool, I'm just trying to be chill, normally that person already knows they, 9 times out of 10, my personal opinion, a person who knows that they will come out of pocket, as in they will get mad, they will yell, they will scream, they will physically put hands on you. A person that knows that this is where I'm going to go next, 9 times out of 10, that person has a better understanding of their emotional intelligence than a person that is always just calm and cool. It's not to say that they don't understand their intellectual capacity, but this person has looked so deep in themselves and they're so honest and open with themselves about their mental capabilities that they will tell you, hey, I love you. I go to church with you. I will chill with you. But the same Bible we laid hands on to pray with is the same Bible I will beat your face in with. I genuinely appreciate when people are that honest, open, and real about themselves, about who they are. And that's why you have to come to yourself. You have to come into that being. You have to know who you are. You can't be fake about it. You can't be 50% about it. Because as I love to say on this podcast, eventually you're going to have to go home. You're going to have to look in the mirror and you're going to have to see the real you. And you know the truth. The person that's in that mirror knows the truth. You can lie to everybody in this world. You cannot lie to that person that's in that mirror. That mirror knows the real you from the day you was born, and they're going to know you when you gone. Woo! That boy telling the truth right now. But anyway, mind over matter is a very important thing. Charlemagne the God said it best. You should move off of strategy and not off emotion. And I will tell you, after reading that line in his book, Black Privilege, that I firmly stand by that. A person that can keep their emotions in check will more than likely make better decisions. A person that can keep their emotions in check will know when walking into a situation what the exit strategy looks like because they know how far they can mentally go. They know how much they're going to accept. They know what they're going to take from a person before that wrong button gets touched, that wrong nerve gets touched, and your face gets touched. Some people don't like the way this sounds. I know some people right now are like, why is everything so aggressive? Why is it about hitting people? Why is it about? Because we're talking about real life situations here. My podcast isn't meant to be sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows all the time. I am here to tell you the truth. And in the world we live in today, you don't know what people are going to do. You don't know how people are going to move. Your one disrespectful word could be what turns somebody against you in a way that you totally were not ready for. But let's go back to you as a person. You have to control your emotions. You have to be able to enter into situations and carry yourself in a way that is going to set you up for success. And if you've already achieved the level of success that you're looking for, it'll help you maintain success. And if you are on the road to going to that next plane, that next plateau, that you don't risk the success that you have already acquired and put yourself in a position to lose what is already rightfully yours because you had a momentary lapse in judgment. So now let me drop these three tips and three tools that you can use in order to all the time, 100% of the time, maintain mind over matter. Number one, seek solace in your mind. You have to find a level of peace within yourself. Now, my wife likes to find her inner peace through prayer, through the Bible, through God. And that works for her because she believes there's no better place she can go to other than her creator because they know everything about her from top to bottom, even the stuff that she doesn't understand. But that peace that she feels once she connects with God goes through her mind. And it brings her to that state of peace she's looking for. You have to be able to tap into whatever that mechanism is. If it's reading the Bible, if it's through working out, if it's through crying, if it's just through you having quiet time to you, do what you have to do to transform your mind into your solace where you hear, see, and speak no evil. You allow the mind to clear. And once you have allowed the mind to clear and you were able to dump out any negativity that could have gotten close to you, it becomes that much easier to reset and to continue moving forward. Number two, you have to place your emotional intelligence at the forefront. You have to, every single time. And it sucks because let me tell you, I believe I am a very smart person. I do. And I'm not saying that to be cocky. I hope you see yourself as a very smart person because I know you are. Matter of fact, I'm going to affirm you are a smart person right now. But we cannot be stupid enough to not believe that our emotions don't weigh just as much as our day-to-day wisdom does. It does you no good to be the smartest person in the room, but you can't realize when you're being the jerk in the room. And you don't realize that people are using you. And you don't realize that your plate is getting full and you're getting overwhelmed. Congratulations that you hold 20 roles at that company. Congratulations that you're the leader of this club. Congratulations, you're now captain of this team. But everybody has put so much work on you that you can no longer stay at peace. Or maybe you look at what is going on around you and you've lost a family member. Maybe you've come down with this weird diagnosis that you weren't expecting. Maybe you have marital issues or you have relationship issues going on in your life and you're trying to bring everything to a head to come to a conclusion so that you can continue moving forward with your life. This happens to people day to day. Regular people have situations like this happen to them. But in the midst of all of that, maybe painful to hear, that is the number one time that your emotional intelligence has to activate. And you can't be out in these streets making stupid choices and stupid decisions. The wrong choice in the midst of weak or low emotional intelligence, in the midst of low EQ, can lead to lifelong chaotic results. You will always reap what you sow. Do not let the world providing chaos transform you into a person that cannot handle that chaos when it comes. Seek solace in the mind to come to peace, and then apply that emotional intelligence above everything else so you don't make a crazy decision. Let me bring you to my last point here, guys. You've got to accept the fact that you are not perfect. You're not perfect. I know, right? You're not perfect. You're not perfect. You're never going to be perfect. That's just not the way we were built. We're human. We're going to make mistakes. We're going to have mental lapses in judgment. You're going to make errors. But the problem with some people is that they are so scared to make a mistake that you remain frozen. You won't move out of fear of making the wrong move. But let me tell you something. The road to success is built upon the backs of the multiple failures that you will create in your life. You will not get to Z because you are afraid to go from A to B. You are terrified to take a step because you know if you take a step, you might fail. Or you know that failure is imminent. Or you know you have to go through something in order to get to the other side. Well, let me tell you something. Blessings don't wait on people unless it is heavenly ordained. But let me tell you, faith without works is dead. And if you're not willing to go through the work, it's not going to happen. A person that walks around thinking that they are going to remain undefeated their entire time going through their situations, if you think everything is always going to be perfect, the money is always going to be right, everybody's always going to be happy with you, your fitness is always going to be okay, your health is always going to be all right, your education is always going to be top notch, your friends are always going to have your back, you're never going to have to worry about anything, the car is always going to work perfect. I can name a million and one things. If you think everything is always going to align just right, it's not always going to align just right. And guess what? Just like those things aren't going to align up just right in life all the time, neither are you, human being. You're not always going to line up right either. Sorry to be the bearer of bad news. Hi, it's me at the door. I came to tell you, you're not perfect. But it doesn't mean that you're still not great. And it doesn't mean you're not excellent. It doesn't mean that you are not a phenomenal individual, because you are. Fellas, I'm here to tell you, you are phenomenal. You are excellent. You are great. Ladies, I'm here to tell you that you are phenomenal. You are phenomenal women. Proverbs 31 type phenomenal women. I mean that. But I need you to know that phenomenal doesn't mean you're perfect. And you should see inside of yourself that the fact that you're not perfect makes things even better. Because the benefit to not being perfect is that it's known and it's okay. It's accepted that you will eventually make a mistake. Capitalize on that to bring peace to your mind. That you don't always have to be perfect. You are allotted mistakes in life because they are used to grow you into your better, your best version 2.0 for that following day, for that following hour, for that following second, for that lifetime. It's going to be okay. But in order to build the best you, follow these three. Accept the fact that you're not perfect. Once you accept the fact that you're not perfect, life becomes a little bit easier. You can take those extra steps knowing that you will make mistakes and that they're going to work to your good in the end because it's already preordained. You have to seek solace inside of your mind. Find a way in the mind to bring yourself to peace, whatever it may be, whether it's through walking, whether it's through prayer, whether it's through reading, whatever the case may be, whatever it is that brings you there, even if it's just silence, meditation, yoga, whatever brings you there, get there. And then last but not least, you have to place emotional intelligence at the forefront. Make the best decisions based on who you know you are. Don't make a fake image of yourself. If you know you are a person with a short fuse, accept the fact that you are a person with a short fuse. Work on that fuse. Make it longer. Or maybe just identify when it's time for you to get away from a situation so you don't become somebody that you know you should not be. Take these three, and I guarantee you'll reach a better altitude. It's the Altitude Podcast. It's your boy, K Fitz. Next segment. Let's go.
Hey, Ken, it's your girl, Angie Ray. Oh my God, I got so much going on. I just put a new podcast up. So I wanted to say first, thank you so much for sending me love. I appreciate it. I've been MIA again. I don't even know why, but I kind of do. I had a lot of stuff going on and I've like finally been able to take a break. And I was like, you know what? I feel like talking. Let me get on Anchor. But anyways, check out my new podcast and you'll see what I've been up to. But thank you so much for thinking about it. Bye.
That was my homie, Angie Ray. She's such a phenomenal person, guys. I really mean that. And make sure you guys, you heard what she said. Go over to her podcast. Check it out. Make sure you guys subscribe. Whatever platform you use, subscribe. And make sure you guys listen. I'm telling you, Angie Ray provides some really, really good content. I promise you guys to enjoy it. So, with that being said, we're at the end of the show today, guys. Thank you so much for listening to the rebranded, revamped Altitude Podcast. I'm very, very humbled to be here with you guys today. What a brand new step and a brand new adventure. Hey, don't forget December 15th. I said December 15th. That's right, because I got to tell you guys, bad news. My book has been pushed. We're going to release the book on December 31st. That's right. You heard it here. December 31st, we're going to release Altitude, Tales of Resilience. And it's going to be on Amazon initially, and then we'll branch out to other platforms. And we'll do a couple book signings here and there, some Barnes and Nobles. And I want to line up some other locations at different churches and whatnot, to get the book out here, to get you guys discussing the material and seeing how it makes you feel, what does it make you think, and to help me write Altitude Tales of Resilience 2. Spoiler alert. But anyway, guys, hey, thank you guys so much. And if you're not following me on social media, Twitter, Facebook, Snapchat, all that, it's Official K Fitz at OFF. ICIALKFITZ. That is Official K Fitz. Until next time, guys, I love you. Take care. Enjoy your week by choice. Mind over matter. I'm out.
Oh, power down.
Yeah. You know, it's been a while, so. Been a while since we did this whole bars thing. But it feels pretty good to be back, you know? Yeah. So I hope y'all enjoy this. Here we go.
Yeah. Hey.
Woke up at 5, I'm feeling the vibe, I'm feeling the learning, I'm feeling alive. Somebody told me the storm would survive, and that is the reason I'm beat for your eyes. I am the truth, don't believe the lies, blessed with tears all in my eyes. I feel like it's no use, why even try? Look at my kids and then I see the why.
All a man can do is pray. pray every day. And pray to God that Jesus Christ gon' pave the way. A lot of them don't understand, but it's okay. At least when you leave, you just say you did it your way. Hustle hard, gotta hustle hard, don't never change, just who you are. Who cares about the moon when you know that you a star? And that's just how it be. I'm doing this for you, I'm doing this for me. I do it for my city, for the wide awake. To hope that one day we see Lambos down the interstate. And that we're in a state of mind where it is our time. From the midnight hour, the sunshine one time. I gotta get it. Yeah, dig a little deeper, disappointing the non-believers. I got that fire in my heart, I've never been a people pleaser. I just gotta chase my dreams, why? Cause I'm a dreamer, baby. Cause I'm a dreamer, cause I'm a dreamer, baby. Cause I'm a dreamer. Disappointing all the non-believers, cause I'm a dreamer. I'm a dreamer, yeah.
So ladies and gentlemen, this is an impromptu episode of the Altitude Podcast I wanted to bring to you guys. Hey, look, I want to tell you flat out, you're only as good as your last 24 hours, okay? You're only as good as your last 24 hours. I have a lot of good friends that they do a lot. They hustle hard and they reap all of these beautiful, great rewards. And that's awesome. But then I also have that special few in my life who I'm telling you, phenomenal, awesome people, have all the potential in the world, can do all of these big, great, and bright things. But they made one mistake in their life, and that one mistake is what brought them down. And they look back on their lives and they're like, well, I've been perfect my entire life. I've never gotten in trouble until now. I've never made this type of mistake until now. I've seen other people make these mistakes. Listen to me. I'm going to put you on notice. I'm going to put you on game so you never make the same mistake. Matter of fact, if you listen, I'm not just putting you on game. I'm giving you the cheat codes too. Take notes. You might learn something. Listen to me. You are only as good as your last 24 hours. If in the last 24 hours you were seen as the greatest of all time, you were seen as phenomenal walking around, you've seen yourself as the best in the world, let me tell you, 24 hours later, you could be a nobody. 24 hours later, you could be average. 24 hours later, no one could see you the same. Your net worth could drop. Your hope could drop if you do not keep your head in the right freaking place. I said what I said. And you ain't gotta like how it came out. It's the truth. There are some people that get... You know what? Let me give you guys a good example. Peep R. Kelly's situation right now. R. Kelly has written how many hits in his lifetime? Bruh, I was probably born because of R. Kelly. Too much information. But you get my message. R. Kelly's been out here in this game doing this for so long. Gets caught up with the Aaliyah situation. Gets caught up for potentially having a sex cult. Gets caught up for urinating on a girl. Gets caught up for illegal sex tape. Gets caught up for in the surviving R. Kelly series. And when you put all of this stuff together, now who was once a great, you now have celebrities backing out. You have companies backing out. You have countries that will not let him show up to perform because of what he has shown to this world. Who he was. Who his character was. But people still want to give him kudos and credit because he wrote Half on a Baby. He wrote the Ignition remix. He wrote The World's Greatest. He wrote, I Believe I Can Fly. You can fly to jail, bro. You can fly to jail. That's how I feel right now. The point I'm getting at is it doesn't matter how good or how great you are, you have to treat every single day as if you are only as good as your last 24 hours. Because you could be a superhero today and be a supervillain tomorrow. If you don't play the game wisely. Now, how do you play the game wisely? Number one, you take time, you reflect every single day. Check yourself. Check your moral compass. Am I doing things the right way? What is coming up? What decisions could I possibly end up in? Which brings me to number two. You need to look ahead and predict what could be coming down the line. You can look at a lot of situations and see that this is coming, that is coming, and literally an action or even a verbal consent, a statement, whatever the case may be, can stop and block whatever is coming next because it came out of your mouth. And number three, lay low. I'm not telling you can't go out, live flashy, hit the flex, do all these dope things that you want to do with your life. I'm not knocking that at all. What I'm telling you is, if you know that there is something that you have absolutely no business being a part of, delving in, dealing with, all that good stuff, stay away from it. Period. Stay away. Don't put yourself in that type of predicament, because I'm telling you right now, if they get an opportunity, they being haters, naysayers, blockers, stoppers, people that do not want to see you get to that next level, people that saw you get to the top and don't want you to maintain your position, let me put you on notice. The minute you give them a chance, what happens when sharks smell blood? Boom, everybody dying. Chomp, 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 everybody getting bit. Stab, stab, stab. A murderer gets a weapon, everybody's getting stabbed. These are big facts. I'm not telling you anything you don't already know. Ladies and gentlemen, you are only as good as your last 24 hours. Think carefully. Move carefully. And select who you trust very carefully. Thanks, guys. I'm out.